Chaver in Lakewood, who was a nephew of the Satmarov, told me that by the Satmarov in the house, they never changed the clock. They weren't Goyish daylight savings time, not daylight savings time, so they never changed the clock. It always stayed the same. So I guess that's why they hold that way here also. Okay, let's see Tosfos. Oh, also, I wanted to ask the Rebbe just a favor. I have a lot of Svarim and Psachim left, and they're taking up a lot of room on me. I want to get rid of some of them. So if anybody knows of a Beis Medrash near where you live, or anywhere that has extra Svarim, I would be happy to donate the, let's say, from Psachim. So I'd like to clear some space. Yeah. Okay, so let's see the Tosfos. I'm not sure that has a Beis Medrash, but it's where they have more than just Arshul Gemara, you know, where they have actually more Svarim there. Kisit Tatai Sir, Meir Leikum Shalom Isli Mason Shalom Lesle. Shani Hani, so on. So that place is Mashman, Meir Isli Leikum Shalom, Afi Mom and Shani Knas. It's Mukha from the Gemara that Meir who says, You Leikum Shalom, Meir in the Mishnah is talking about Edom Zayman. The Mishnah of Makkas Avdalid, when Meir says Leikum Shalom, he's talking about Edom Zayman. Edom Zayman, the Meir happens to hold as a Knas. But, yeah. So Nachamo. Yeah, so the Mishnah Makkas happens to be talking about Knas, but from our Gemara's Mudayik, the Remeir holds Leikim Mishalim not only by Knas, but by Mammon as well, because even by Mesu Mishalim, Rabba says that the Remeir is Mechalik between Mammon and Knas. And the Gemara says that Leikum Mishalim is not like Mesum Mishalim. Because it's Mukhuch in the Cheshman of our Gemara. The Leikum Mishalim is across the board. The Gemara by Chayson Pipara. The Gemara is Chayson Pipara. How could it be Leikum Mishalim? So one of the two in the Gemara over there is how many Rameiri? That's the case of regular moment. But the Perakab of the Makkas, Gomer Ulu Taim de Rameir, Domer, Edom Zayim, Leikum Mishalim, Shem de Gomer Mechishema. Uparach, Malam Mechishema, Shekhen Knas. So the Gemara answers, Sovel Kabakiv, Domer, Edom Zayim, Knasu. So the whole reason why Rameir knows the Elohim Shalom is because he learns it after Motzi Shemra, and the Gemara says the reason why he's able to learn it after Motzi Shemra is because he holds Adam Zayim as a Knas. Mashmadu Mamam and Elohim Shalom. It says, if it's Lema, the Vadai, he Adam Zayim, Havi Mamam, and Elohim Gomer, Motzi Shemra, Shekenu Knas. Ela Havi Dashim, Mechir, Shosu, Shen, Elohim Shalom. Ela Hasu, the Sov, Adam Zayim, Knosso, the Gomer, Motzi Shemra, the Elohim Shalom. Akoch, Muki, Kitair, Shosu, be Misu Malkas. Came and since Kateri Shalsi is talking about Edom Zayim, Edom Zayim is a Knas, and that will not have much Shemra. So it must be that Kateri Shalsi is talking about, he'll have to say Kateri Shalsi is talking about Misu Malkus. And came and Kateri Shalsi, happy with Malkus in a moment, we have to behold Duchta, like the Mishalim, the Meich and Nimit, Shalai Yilka Vishalim. So once we don't have the Drosh of Kateri Shalsi for Malkus in a moment, so Mimela, why shouldn't you be like the Mishalim? Yeah, the Tosis is very straightforward. The only thing that bothers me in this Tosis is, why didn't Tosis bring it? It's a Gemara Mufereshes. This thing, Mordaf Lamed Zayin says Beferish that the mayor, since he holds that you like, you might brings the drasha of Kederish Shalsi, you know, like a Mishal. The mayor makes Tzricha, so why don't we need Loi also an Kederish Shalsi? The mayor says Chad B'Misa Mormon, Chad B'Malkus Mormon. And the mayor says, but what about according to the mayor that you are like a Mishal? So what does he do with Kederish Shalsi? So the mayor answers, he uses Kederish Shalsi for Misa Malkus. So the whole thing is a Ferishing Gemara. So I don't know why Taisa didn't mention both in the Kasha and in the Teres. Taisa's Kasha is bringing Rias from Gemara's. Their mayor is talking. Their mayor holds that you're leikum mishalim across the board, not only by knas but even by mammon. So he brings a rai from Agamor. He brings a rai from the gemara by chayson pipara. He brings a rai also from the one daf lamed zay. He says in that gemara their mayor doesn't dash in kederi shalsi for malchus and mammon at all. If by mammon he would agree that there's isn't kederi shalsi, then that would be the possible. And in Tosfos Teretz as well, the Tosfos says that their mayor doesn't dash in kederi shalsi. He uses it for misa malchus. He should bring it itself for the gemara. It's all open in shal gemara daf lamed zay. So I don't know why, that's the only thing that's bothering me in this Tosfos. Why Tosfos didn't bring that? The whole thing is a Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. Any of that. Okay, let's see the next Tosfos. The Amar Rabba HaYigdi Gon of Loi. Says Tosfos, Elibu Der Meir Kamar V'loi Mishum D'Sover Hachi. Rashi God didn't say that way. Rashi says that Rabba holds like a mayor. Tosfos says, you don't have to say that Rabba holds like a mayor. He's saying, Elibu Der Meir. Yeah, I'm not sure what the Machlekos over here is. What this, what the, what's the, does this machlekes have any, why are they arguing over your Rashi and Tosfos? I did have maybe one machshava in Rashi, why Rashi had to say that Rabbah holds like a mayor, rather than just saying a halacha aliba de mayor. Rabbah said two members. He said a member by Shabbos, and he said the same member again by Machteris. And the member made a tshichasa. Why did Rabbah have to say it twice? L'chi Rashi, the tshichasa of Rabbah, why he had to say it both by Misa and Machteris, the way Rashi learns the tshichasa? The tshichasa is on the nekuda that the Misa patters the mammon. That's where the tshichasa lies. That the Misa patters the mammon. And the chiv and the keren, that's where the tshichasa is. I would have thought that maybe only Shabbos patters the keren. So I need Machteris. I would have thought only Machteris patters the mammon. So I need Shabbos. So that's where the tshichasa is. So according to Rashi, that's the tshichasa of Rabbah. So why did Rabbah also say twice the halacha that Rabbah said in both cases? Rabbah said if you were gonna betavach b'shabbos, so since the keren is potter megedev and tichuv ed mechira, but he also said that if you're gonna bechayil and you were tavach b'shabbos, then you are. Then if you're gonna bechayil and you were tavach b'shabbos. So Rabbah said that then you are chayav dalad behei because there's no kimelu rabbanei akas because he holds like a mayor. So why do you have to say that twice? The tshichas of Rabbah is in the misa, is in the kerem shabbat. Why do you have to say twice the halacha that the dalad behei does not have kimelu rabbanei, that the tshichas that the akas is no kimelu rabbanei? So if you're Rashi, it's not so schwer. It happens to be Rabbah holds like a mayor, so he tells me the emes. This rabbi really holds like a mayor. So he's telling me the halacha. The halacha is that gonav b'tavach b'chol, gonav b'chol b'tavach b'shabbos, yichayev dalad hey, gonav b'tavach b'shabbos, yipot from dalad hey, because in mengneve and tvichave and mechira. Once he's telling me the halacha, he tells me the whole halacha, the way he understands it, because he holds like a mayor. But what's the tzricha shaboy? What's the chiddush shaboy that he had to say it twice? The tzricha shaboy is in the keren, not in the dalad hey. But if Rabbah doesn't really hold, according to Tosfos, Rabbah doesn't really hold like a mayor anyway. So he's just telling me, but I'll tell you something interesting, I'll leave it there a mayor. So I'll leave it there a mayor, there's a din over here I can show you, that the main geneva ain't fichu ve'ein mechira. Okay, so that's a chiddush of the mayor. Why do you say it twice? Why do you say that chiddush of the mayor twice? According to Rashi, that's not the tshichas. According to Tosfos, that's the tshichas is in there. That's the way Tosfos is going to learn the next Tosfos. When Tosfos learns up the Tshichasa, he learns that Tshichasa is in the Engenev and Tvichav and Mechir. That's where the Tshichasa lies. So if that's where the Tshichasa is, so then I understand, even if Rabbah doesn't hold it, it's only Aliba the Rameir, but he says it twice. Two Chidushim and Rameir. The Rameir holds the Engenev and Tvichav and Mechir both by Shabbos and again by Machteris. But according to Rashi, that's not where the Tshichasa lies. The Tshichasa is just in the din of the that of Gan of Bechol. At Gan of Bechol, at Gan of Shabbos. So you've again. I think I'm saying this. Am I saying it right? You have two. Let me just put it up on the board just for my own sake. I have it always. You have a rabbi two cases. This is Gan of Bechol, at Gan of Shabbos. So what's the din? Yechayev. Why Yechayev? Because the Karen was Bechol. And the Kras, there's no cumulative. And Kras doesn't have cumulative rabbi today. And then he says, okay, go on and cover for Shabbos. So then you're potter. Because in Ein Geneva, Ein Tzrichu Ve'en Mechira. The point to Rashi, and then the Gemara makes a Tzrichasa. What's the Tzrichasa? So Rashi learns the Tzrichasa is, the Tzrichasa is, in this case, in Gan of Adalach for Shabbos, that the Geneva was for Shabbos, that there's a p'tur kimlei rabbanei. This is where the tshichas is. That there's kimlei with rabbanei on the gneva. I would have thought there's no kimlei rabbanei in the gneva altogether. So the tshichas is in the keren. You know, why are you potter from the keren? There's a tshichas in the p'tur from the keren. Point to. According to Tosfos, the tshichasa is in this halacha. Am ein gneiva, ein tvichu, ein mechira. Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. quite the place of tshichas over here. That there's no knas makim l'drabani. This is where the tshichas is. That there's no knas. According to Tosfos, the tshichas says here. The din that knas doesn't have kimli drabani, that's where the Gemara makes the tshichas. So now, according to Rashi, that the tshichas is over here by the din of ganav atalaf b'shabbos, that there's kimli drabani yipotu from the gneiva and the mele and gneiva and tshichas and mechira. So why did the rabbi have to say this halacha twice? Ganav b'chol atalaf b'shabbos. There's no tshichas over there. Why did Rabbi say that twice? And bear in mind, this halacha is Rameir. The din of Ganav v'chol v'talach v'shabbos only Rameir holds from. Ganav v'talach v'shabbos is the Kuli Alma. Even Rabbanon agree that Ganav v'talach v'shabbos is Potter. So, but this halacha is Rameir. So why did Rabbi say twice a halacha in Rameir why did he say it twice? There's no tshichas over there. Why did Rabbi say it twice? So the answer is because once Rabbi is saying halacha ganav v'talach v'shabbos twice, so he says halacha ganav v'chol v'talach v'shabbos twice because l'maisa that's the halacha. So he says it in full in both cases. So that's fine if Rabbi actually holds like a mayor. So Rabbi is telling me a chiddush. You know, I'll tell you something. Ganav v'talach v'shabbos that the gneiva patters from the keren and the melee potter altogether, and he says it twice because he has a tshichas in that prat. And once he's telling me twice, so he tells me the whole package deal. But according to Tosfos, the rabbi doesn't even hold like a mayor. Rabbi doesn't hold like a mayor. He's just telling me, I have a chiddush in a mayor. I'll tell you something, you should know. I'll leave it to a mayor. Gone v'chol v'talach v'shabbos is chayav, because there's no kimul rabbi ne'er knas. Okay, fine. You tell me a chiddush in a mayor. Tell it to me once. You don't tell it to me twice. Why tell it to me twice? So if he tells you, okay, because Tosfos holds it's a chichas in that gufa. In Rameir itself, and the fact that Rameir holds away, there's a tshichas. Because Tosfos puts the tshichas on the halacha that the knas doesn't have kimel drabani. That's where the tshichas lies. So the rabbi tells me, I'll tell you that I'll leave with Rameir. You should know that I'll leave with Rameir, knas doesn't have kimel drabani, not only by Shabbos, but also by Machteres, not only by Machteres, but also by Shabbos. So there's a tshichas in Rameir. But again, according to Rashi, the tshichas is not Rameir, the tshichas is in the halacha of Keren. So why did Rabbi tell me something? Why did Rabbi tell me twice where a mayor holds? Because Rabbi also holds a voice. Once he tells me the halacha, Ganav v'talach b'Shabbos. Tells me the halacha, Ganav v'chol v'talach b'Shabbos. Maybe that's how it's. Maybe that's the cheshbon over here. Rashi has to learn that Rabbi holds like a mayor, and tells us Tosfos holds not muchach. Maybe Rabbi does hold like a mayor. It's a chiddush to say Rabbi holds like a mayor, but ner the halacha would not be like a mayor. Rabbi holds like a mayor. Rashi has to learn the way, otherwise he doesn't understand why Rabbi keeps talking about a mayor. According to Tosfos, it's not so compelling. Okay, let's see right there. Mishum di suri yisur olam. This is the tshichasa. The Gemara makes the tshichasa. If it only said Shabbos, mishum di suri yisur olam. Baba Machteres, maybe not. And then if it only said Baba Machteres, because it's Ein Tzarech Hasra. Machtarte is the Hasra also. But Shabbos needs Hasra, maybe not. So it says Tosfos, what does it mean? Shisur Yisrael, Shemichil Shabbos, Lachar Shabbos, Idol of Yargul. Av Machteres, Af Bishem Schai Ben Afshe, Ba'id Ben Machteres. Mikol Mokam Achas Shiyotzo, Sulei Avi Bar Ketolo. That far, Rashi says also the same thing. Tosfos adds, V'lei Havi Dum Yudim Yio Osem. It's not Doima to Him Lo Yio Osem. The fact that Bob Machteres is only while he's in the Machteres means it's not like Lo Yio Osem. The paradigm of Kim Lurabin is Lo Yio Osem. That already Rashi didn't say. Rashi just said it's Chomer Yisuri. Tosfos says it's not just that it's Chomer Yisuri. The fact that Shabbos is Yisuri Yisraelim makes it Dumya to Lo Yosem. So I don't understand. There are a few things. First of all, you know, the Tzichas is both ways. We have a Tzichas that Shabbos has a Mila that it's Yisuri Yisraelim that Machteres doesn't have. And Machteres has a Mila that it doesn't need Hasra. So the Maila Machteres, is that anything to do with not being doima to Lo Yosem? The Maila Bob Machteres that it doesn't need Hasra, does that make it more doima to Lo Yosem? So I don't know. Lo Yosem needs Hasra. Tosfos in the next Tosfos is Fetch. Lo Yosem needs Hasra. So Elamai, Stam Maila, Chomer Yisuri. Nothing to do with not being doima to Lo Yosem. Stam, Bob Machteres is Chomer Yisuri, doesn't need Hasra. So maybe Yisuri Yisraelim is the same way. What do Tosfos have to inject? You know, for Bob Machteres, we're satisfied that it's just Chomer Yisuri, Ein Tzarech Hasra. When it comes to the Mile of Shabbos, that it's Yisuri Yisraelim, there Tosfos has to add. That's just that it's Chomer Yisuri. It's more daima to loy also. Mecha Taisa. Like, why does Taisa need that altogether? That's problem number one that just bothered me. Shatovna, what does Taisa want? Yeah.
I think it's a burning question. If we have a source for Kumagavir, so then why are we so about whether these things are included in Kumagavir
or not?
Why are they not automatically included
because of the Lo Yosef? Yeah, but then that's for the other way around, too. So when the Gemara makes the Shichus of Mvot Machteres to Shabbos, and it's talking not doing with the Lo Yosef. Now, and the truth is, there's another problem, because the next Taisus goes on to say, maybe we should do the next Taisus first, then we'll come back to this Taisus. Let's read the next Taisus, we'll come back to this Taisus. So Rashi learned that the Tzrichasa is in the fact that the moment Pat is the Misa. That only said Shabbos, if Rabbi only said Shabbos, that by Shabbos, by Gun of the Shabbos is no Karen. I said, oh, Shabbos, Chomer Yisur. It's Chomer Yisur, but Machteres maybe not. And if it only said Machteres, Machteres is Chomer Yisur, so maybe Shabbos not. Fet Taisus. Tema, the Ike Kimle Dramine, Birtzichuk Sivta, Birin and Hasra. How can you make such a Tzrichasa? The main model of Kimle Rabbani is Lo Yosin, and Lo Yosin needs Hasra. So how can you tell me that there will be a Havamina if it only said Machteres, that only Machteres is a part of them, does only Machteres part of the moment, because it doesn't need Hasra. But Shabbos that needs Hasra doesn't part the moment. The model of Kimle Rabbani is Lo Yosin, and Lo Yosin needs Hasra. Vay the Shabbos Machteres Chuvay Tanoni Perakaminich Tanad Vushid because I got a Kodesh the Shabbos Potmish and Nidim Nasha Machteres Namit and Perak Benser Ayubam Machteres Vishibres Achabes and mainly Dome Potter Ferish Mishnayis that there's Kimle Rabbanei by Shabbos and there's Kimle Rabbanei by Bob Machteres. So I don't need Rabbi to teach me either one. That's nice as Hasagas and Rashi. Yeah, what does Rashi do with that? That we spoke on Thursday. I wanted to say, Mahalach and Rashi, out of this Mishnayis that this Kimmel Rabbani. But the Mishnayis that this Kimmel Rabbani, don't tell me that this didn't, that Kimmel Rabbani is a Ptur. I would have said, maybe Kimmel Rabbani is a Dinan based in like Rabbaholz. Es Nasotera Vavilu Baal Imoi. He taught us Leimat Kinemine. And then I couldn't say, Mengenei Ven Chicha Ven Mechira, because he really have a Chiv Karen. So the Rabbis Mechadish to me that it's a Ptur. It was Mduik and Rashi. That the Chiddush is that Rabbis Mechadish to me that not just based in that Goiva the Karen, but it's a Ptur Karen. That already doesn't say in the Mishnayis. That's already a chid. That rab is mechadish to me. The kimmel rab is a p'tur, and in that there's a tshichasa. Yeah, Taisa's first kash is maybe still a little bit shver on Rashi. How could you have a havim? You know that Bob Machteres has kimmel rabbanei as a p'tur, whereas Shabbos only has kimmel rabbanei as that basin is not goyva. You know, in the kimmel rabbanei in the Torah itself. I mean, I don't know in the Torah itself. Maybe it's also only a din of basin, but then where did the din of p'tur come from? You know, it's a little bit strange tshichasa. I think it still takes out a lot of this thing from the kasha. But anyway, Taisa not nicha for that. Taisa holds that always can learn. Taisa can't learn that way. Taisa learns Rava differently. Taisa learns even in Rava, the Esther Nosotera Pilu Valima, it only means in Dini Shemai, but in Dini Anu, you're altogether Potter. So Taisa doesn't have this whole Mahalach. Right, that's Tama Chajmi. Everything I said on Thursday was only in Rashi, because Rashi holds that according to Rava, Esther Nosotera Pilu Valima means he toughest Lemet Fakinim, and even in Dini Anu, you have a Chiyah. So if in Dini Odom you have a Chiyuv, so then there's Mamash Karen, exactly the same Ein Karen, Im Ein Gneiv, Ein Tichav, Ein Mechir. If there's no Karen, there's no Dalad Vehe. Why not? You have a Chiyuv. It's not Gimel V'Dalad, it's Dalad Vehe. So that actually has to learn some Achleikas Rav and Rava, Ka'omer. And Mela, the Tzrichasa is, in Rava's Tzrichasa is, that Rava's wrong, both by Shabbos and by Machteres. But if he ties the whole thing's not true. Taisus learns, we learned in Bob Metzia, Taisus also, Tfisa does not help by Kimel Yidramine. You cannot be Taifus. Lots of Siddur Shemayim you have to pay anyway. In Dinah Shemayim you have to pay. In Dinah Yodam your mamish potter. There's no tefisa. So Lefi Taisus came in the Rabbanes of Adaptur. There's no question that it's a p'tur in Dinah Yodam. So Taisus didn't think that was the truth. Taisus learns the Mishnayos. All the Mishnayos are telling me it didn't p'tur. Taisus doesn't have a machlekes about this at all. So Taisus doesn't understand what's the tzrichas over here. So Taisus says v'yeshla v'nira the hocha of tzrichaso amay de beknas mikdal u'mashalim. The tshicha is not that the misa patters the moment. The tshicha is that the misa doesn't pat the knas. Remeir is chiddush. Stafkin Remeir. Remeir is chiddush that misa does not pat the knas. In that we're making a tshicha. V'ochi gomer mishun the chomer yisurei. In each case, it's machteres is chomer yisurei and Shabbos is chomer yisurei. That's the tshicha. Each one is chomer yisurei in its own way. So I would have said mishun the chomer yisurei. So have a mino the hosam dafku de lechayev knasim amiso. Then maybe where it's chomer yisurei, that's where misa doesn't pat the knas, because since it's chomer yisurei, so we want him to get a lot of punishment. And therefore, we're going to allow the Misa to coexist with the Knas. Have a similar thing talking about the Gemara of The Gemara in Lamazayim makes the shichas. So why do we need a pasuk for misu mammon and malchus mammon? Lo Yosim tells me misu mammon, and Kedayr Shasta tells me malchus mammon. Why do we need both? So the Gemara makes the shichas. So part of the shichas is if we would have only said that malchus patas mammon, I would have said malchus patas mammon because the person's chayav malchus. So why should we give him mammon too? So not that he's getting malchus. But if a misu is chomer isui levit vitarte, maybe forget misu doesn't pat the mammon because the Torah wants. Guy did such a terrible affair that he's chayav misu. So let him get mammon too. You know. So in a similar, so Taisa says the Shichas here is along the same lines. Here it's particularly the Knas. If a person's Chayav Misus Shabbos, which is Chomer Yisurei, so let him get the Knas also. The Knas Mammon too. So it's a Chomer Tekisra. So that's where the Shichas lies. So that's the second Shal in Taisa. Now Lefiza, going back to the Taisa before, when we say that Shabbos is Chomer Yisurei because it's Shabbos is Chomer Yisurei because it's Yisurei Yisraelim. So what does that mean? Because it's Chomer Yisurei, it's Yisurei Yisraelim, therefore it should not pater knas. So did that stem with the previous Taisus? Taisus Chomer Yisurei means it's Doimet Elo Yosin. Doimet Elo Yosin is a reason not to pater knas. It's a reason more to pater, not less to pater. So this Mahalach and Taisus, that doesn't stem with the previous Taisus. But then the Maisa Taisus rejects this Pshat too. Avil Koshu Lamaida Pishus. Lamaida Pishus, the Rabbah Liba Dermeir Komer and Cain, Hechi Komer Aval Shabbos Abay Yisrael Melei Mikdul Mishalim, but Ike Milso Dermeir Gabi Shabbos Tanya Leil. How could it be? The whole Dermeir was said by the Brice of God of the Talmud Shabbos. The whole source, the Rameir holds that there's no Kimul Rabban Eich Beknas, was from the Brice about God of the Talmud Shabbos. But was from the Brice about the Brice and the Talmud Gimel Beis. God of the Talmud Shabbos, God of the Talmud Shabbos, God of the Talmud Shabbos, God of the Talmud Shabbos. That's the Brice from which Rabbis Medayik, the Rameir holds, that by Knas, you like your Mishal. So how could there be a shichas? The rabbi needs to tell me this, that the halacha is true. If he only told me by machteres, I wouldn't know by Shabbos. Yeah, I wouldn't know it from rabbi, but I would know it from a mayor himself. I need a rabbi to tell me. I would know it from a mayor. So touch is another pshat. Shver pshat. Umatzidu lemeimer, the rabbi shminun, the shayach kimli d'ravinei, afal gav d'vishoshim ischayev, adayin amomen be'en. So I would have thought, lehavinu lemeimer kimli d'ravinei. Kedom Rabba Gufe Perek Ben Sayer. Omer Rabba Mestaber Milsa De Rab. Kishe Shiber De Les Nu. Aval Notel De Is Nu. Loi. The Gemara says, that's a machlekes in Sanhedrin, Rab and Rabba. Or Rabba, Shadah Had, because Rabba or Rabba. But a component, Rabba over there says that this Kimli Rabba, even if the Chayfus is Be'en, you don't have to be Machzer. The Mishnah says that Shiber is a Chavis. That if the Bob Machteres broke the Chavis while he was in the Machteres, so he's potter to pay for the Chavis. So Rav said, that's not only if the Chavis is not Be'en, but if the Chavis is Be'en, the Mishnah is not talking about Shiber. But if he didn't break the Chavis, then there's no Ptur of Kimli Rabbanei. So Rav said that Rabba, so that's Rav. So then, Rabba, or Rava, says that only makes sense if eventually he broke the Chavis. Maybe he didn't break the Chavis in the Machteres. He broke the Chavis when he left the Machteres. But either here or there, somewhere, he broke the Chavis. So now the need is to pay for the Chavis. So then it's Mestarva, there should be a Ptur of Kimli Rabbanei. But if the Chavis is Ben, if I have to give the Chavis back, he can't just keep the Chavis. And the Gemara over there says that may be what Rav holds, that's not what Rav holds. Rav holds even if the Chavis is Ben. The guy of his kind of the Chavis with Kimli Rabbanei. But the Rava disagrees, and the Rava says, no, if the Chavis is Ben, you have to give it back. Only if the Chavis breaks, then you're potter from paying for the Chavis. That's the sugya over there, a very deep sugya. What is Rav exactly holding? What is Rava holding? This is a big palamor and Ramban. It's a sugya muka. Belongs maybe more to the hemshich of a. Well, we'll see. We'll see. It's a sugya that we may wind up getting caught up in the after Pesach, but not right now. So Tosis makes a cheshbon. So according to Rabba, if the behemah is be'en, why do you have to give it back? And therefore, I might have thought there's a chiddush over here. I feel hochi came with the tovach achreichen mifter alagneva. even though if the behemah is ben, you have to give it back. But if you shech the behemah later, even though you're no longer in the machteres, or it's no longer Shabbos, eventually you shech the behemah, since you stole it in the machteres, or you stole it on Shabbos, and you had a kimli grab and you shats the gneva, so even though if the behemah is ben, you have to give it back. But later on, when you shech the behemah, you potter. And that's the tshichus of Rabbah. There's a chiddush buried here in Rabbah that if you were gonav by gonav the tovach b'shabbos, if you just go into the if on Shabbos you just went in and killed the behemoth, so then he would be out of potter because it's like service agadosh b'shabbos. I don't need Rabbah. That's poshut that you potter. That's the Mishnah. You go into machteres, you break the chavos, out of your potter. On the other hand, if the chayfitz is ben, the behemah is ben, why do you have to give it back? I don't need Rabbah for that either. I mean, maybe I need Rabbah because I need Rabbah and Sanhedrin, but that's not what Rabbah's talking about over here. But Rabbah and Sanhedrin tells me if the chayfitz is ben, why do you have to give it back? The chiddush of Rabbah over here, though, is that if you stole the behemah, and when you stole the behemah on Shabbos, and you were chayim misa, but it was ben the behemah at that point, you had to give the behemah back. And now you shech the behemah. So there's a chiddush in Rabbah that even though if the behemah was ben, you had to give it back. You weren't kind of with kimli rabbanei, but now that the behemah is dead, you don't have to pay for the, you don't have to pay for the, for the behemah. And that's a chiddush, and that's what the tshichas is. That's that Taisa says is a chiddush, and the tshichas is in that chiddush. That's a poshut. It's not so poshut. First of all, why is the behemah not ben? Because you shechted it, and you shechted it on Shabbos too. In the case of the rice, you shechted it on Shabbos also. So what's the havmin you should be? What's the havmin over here that there shouldn't be kimli rabbanan? You stole it on Shabbos and you shechted it on Shabbos. So the Shabbos everywhere. So what's this havmin over here that somehow Tosfos sees a chiddush in Rabbah that since when the behemah was be'en, you had to give it back be'en, so I would have thought maybe there's no kimli rabbanan. But why not? You stole it on Shabbos and you broke it on Shabbos. You shechted it on Shabbos. So for now, from all sides, there should be kimli rabbanan over here. So what's this havmin in Tosfos? Some of it means like this. The emes is the real lumbus of this teretz and taisus. I think it has to wait also till after the next sugya. It's very negay to rapok, but to shoyel to the gemara about chayseparish uloi v'tavchi v'shabbos. And when exactly do the chiva incident come? Do they come back by the shas meshikra? Do they come back later? And is that true? Whatever is true by shoyel, is it true by gneva too? Or maybe gneva is different? And it's also very caught up in the Ramban and the Baal HaMor by Bam Machter. There's a lot here, and just we're not going to do it now because then we just be it belongs to it. So we'll have to defer it till after Pesach. But just Haschalas Dvarim Chayra, it means like this: that what's the Havmin over here? The Havmin in Tosis was, I mean, the Havmin. The Rabbi is telling me that it's not true, but the Havmin is that since when I stole the behemah, the Maisa was Be'en, and I had to give it back. So even though I have a chiv achrayas on it, if it breaks, I have to pay for it. But that chiv to pay for the behemoth, if it breaks, to pay for the chavis, if it breaks, that chiv, there's a havmina that it doesn't have kimli d'rabbanan. Why doesn't it have kimli d'rabbanan? Because that chiv, maybe, I'd look at as coming about later on when it breaks, not b'shas ha'gnei. I'm saying as chalzorim, everything is debatable, but just to have something to go on. You could look at it then when you steal a bit, when you steal a behemah, you steal a chavis. Immediately, the moment you stole it, that's when you have the chiv tashlumin. Except that kolzman this ben, you can say reishal chalafanecha. But if it's gone and you can't say reishal chalafanecha, then you have a chiv tashlumin that you mischay b'shas agneva. If that's the case, b'shas agneva you chay misa. There's nothing to talk about this kimli d'rabbanan. But you could look at it, and maybe not. Maybe when you steal something, it's not that right away you become chayv and tashlumin. Become chayv and hashavas ben. Then there's another halacha that besides the chiyuv of hashavas haben, you have an achrayis for the behemah, you have an achrayis for the chavis. There's a Rashi over there in Sanhedrin Taku says in that sugya b'soich hadvarim. Rashi says that a ganav is chayiv and oinsin because he's like a shoyl that is kol anos shaloi. It's very fascinating, Rashi. just the kashayla is chayv and oinsin because kol anos shalai. So God is about a kol anos shalai. So that's why God is chayv and oinsin. You see in that Rashi that the chiv that a ganav has to pay for the gneva if it's nenas, it's not because he stole it and he's chayv in v'shilim. He stole it, he's chayv to give the gneva back. But meanwhile, since it's kol anos shalai, so he has a chiv oinsin. Chiv oinsin, maybe it's like a shayl and a shayl. We'll see it's machleks in the Gemara, but it could be the chiv oinsin of a shayl is only b'shas to oinus, b'shas to shvir. So therefore, I could hear that maybe when you steal a behemoth, you might have to give it back. And that, there's no kimli rabbinah. You're not claiming it with kimli rabbinah. You have to give it back. Meanwhile, you become a chayv and oinsin. Okay, chayv and oinsin. So if we break later on, so you have to pay for it, because maybe on that there's no kimli rabbinah. So therefore, I could have a havamin, I mean, at least, that if you stole a behemoth on Shabbos, and later on, after Shabbos, it broke, maybe Taka have to pay. Because the chiv oinsin, maybe the chiv oinsin is only chal b'shas to shvira. Maybe the chiv oinsin is only chal b'shas to shvira. And b'shas to shvira, there's no chiv, there's no chil Shabbos, there's no kim l'drabim. That could be a hamimina. So maybe here as well. Maybe that's the so. There's a chiv. Maybe I could have heard that if you stole gun of b'shabbos. And then later on, if it died on its own, maybe Taka have to pay for it. If that would be true, if you stole it on Shabbos, but later on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, any day, it broke, the behemoth just dropped down on its own, had a heart attack. So if it would be true that you have to pay, because the chiyuv oinsin is b'shas, the oinus. So what would be then in the following case? You stole it on Shabbos, and then the following Shabbos, you killed it. You shot it in the head. Would you have kumli d'rabinah? So b'pshuto, you'd say, yeah, why not? I shot it on Shabbos. If I don't, whatever chiyuv moment happens then, I have kumli d'rabinah. I have a p'tur of kumli d'rabinah. Maybe not. I could hear a svar or not. What would be a svar or not? If we'll say, let's posit. If you stole a behemoth on Shabbos, with the chil Shabbos, with the kimli rabbinah, but it's bad, the mice is bad, and now you have a chiyuv achrayis. Later on, the behemoth drops dead, so you have to pay for it. And now there's no kimli rabbinah. Let's say, again, everything's debatable, but let's say then there's no kimli rabbinah, because the chiyuv to pay for the behemoth is a chiyuv oinsin, like Rashi says, kol anos shaloi. It's a chiyuv oinsin, it's a chiyuv achrayis, and maybe the chiyuv oinsin only happens b'shas oinus. Even by shoyl, it's machlekes in Gemara by shoyl. Maybe the chiyuv oinsin only happens b'shas to oinus. So maybe ataka. So if it dropped dead, it had a heart attack on Monday, I have to pay for it, because that doesn't go into the original kimli d'rabinah. That's not a chiyuv moment that happened when I stole it. Chiyuv moment that happened when I stole it has kimli d'rabinah. The chiyuv moment when it has a heart attack on Monday is because it happens when the oinus happens on Monday. That's when I have the chiyuv moment, and that there's no kimli d'rabinah. So now, what would be? So let me maybe take an intermediate case. What would be? I stole the behemoth on Shabbos, and it had a heart attack, but it didn't have the heart attack on Monday. It had the heart attack on Shabbos. Would I be potter? Let's say the next Shabbos, the behemoth dropped dead, it had a heart attack. Would I be potter? Would I have to pay? Would I not have to pay? Just pay on its own. I stole it on Shabbos, and we are positing, for argument's sake, that on Monday, if it dropped dead, I would be chayev. Because the chiyuv oinus happens not b'shas agnei, but b'shas oinus. So what if the oinus happened not on Monday, the oinus happened on the following Shabbos? If I understand, what's the difference make? I mean, they had a heart attack on Monday, had a heart attack on Shabbos, what's the difference? It's not my chil Shabbos in either case. But now, what happened was that the following Shabbos, I didn't have a heart attack on its own, but I killed it. So then, l'chayra, then it should be kimli d'rabinah, because now the chiyuv is because I killed it. L'chayra, that should generate a kimli d'rabinah. I'm not sure. Maybe not. Because maybe Kimli Rabbinay only applies where the Chiyuv Mammon is because of what I did. The Chiyuv Mammon is because of what I did, and I did it together with the Chiyuv Misa, so I had Kimli Rabbinay. But in this case, the Chiyuv Mammon is not because I killed the behemoth. The Chiyuv Mammon is because the behemoth is dead, and I have a Chiyuv Oinsin. The behemoth could have a heart attack on its own, I also be chayiv. So just because I brought about the, you know, like they're right in the cause of death, you know, right in the cause of death is always heart failure. you know, whatever else it is. The ultimate cause of death is always heart failure. So the behemoth died of heart failure. Of course, the heart failure came back because I shot it in the head. But the mice of the behemoth died of heart failure. In other words, the point is, it's not my mice that's mechayev. What's mechayev is the fact that the behemoth is dead. So you don't need my mice to be mechayev. So maybe that doesn't have kimlu drabinei. Maybe kimlu drabinei is you need my mice and mazik. Karish shirayim is kimlu drabinei because my mice and mazik has to be mechayev. And my mice and mazik was simultaneous with the chiyu miso. Or if I steal something, or tavach and shabbos, all these things, my mice is mechayim, and my mice is happening together with the chiyuv misa. Over here, when the behemoth died on Shabbos, it's not my mice that's mechayim. Really, what's mechayim is the fact that the behemoth died. So what's the difference? The fact that I made it die is like my level of merit. What's mechayim is the fact that the behemoth died. It could die in its own, it also be mechayim. I have a chiyuv oinsin. My chiyuv here is not because I killed the behemoth, so I'm a mazik. My chiyuv is because the behemoth is dead. So maybe in that, there's no kimli d'rabbani. Yeah, but it still has to do with a maisa. Maybe a different maisa than the maisa and misa and the maisa moment, but at least it's my maisa. My maisa was simultaneous. The maisa was mechayim moment was simultaneous. Like zar she'ochel truma, and he was korah shirayim at the same time. Fine. So at the moment that he did a maisa of korah shirayim, which is mechayim moment, he also had a chiyuv misa. But over here, you could ignore his maisa. Forget the fact that he killed the behemoth. Why not just look at it that the behemoth died? If the behemoth died, he would be chayim moment. So if he killed it, the maisa, the behemoth died regardless. You know, if it got struck by lightning, I also he would also be chayim mamon because he has a chiyuv einsin. So he's chayim mikayech his chiyuv einsin, not mikayech the fact that he killed it. So maybe that doesn't have kimlei d'rabbani. So it seems like a very elaborate setup for this tesis, but that's what tesis over here is saying. Tesis saying there's a havamina to say that since you stole it on Shabbos and you were tovach on Shabbos, gone with tovach for Shabbos. Tesis there's a havamina to say that since if the behemoth was be'en, it would be chayzer be'en. So now that you're teveach it, there should be no kimlei d'rabbani, and that's the shichas of rabbi. That no, there is kimli d'rabbanei, not only by Shabbos, but by machteres, not only by machteres, but also by Shabbos. So l'chara, I thought that must be the havamin of Taisus is along these lines. That since when the behemah is be'en, you have to give the behemah back. That means that the chiyuv to pay for the behemah is only because the behemah died. It's a chiyuv achrayis, and Taisus entertains that maybe that chiyuv achrayis doesn't have kimli d'rabbanei, even if I shechted it on Shabbos. Because the mechayiv is not my shechting it. The mechayiv is my chiyuv achrayis for the oinus. And that's a chiddush of rabba. That says in rabba that it's not true. That there's kimli d'rabbanei even on that. And that's the tshichas of rabba. So from Shabbos and the Baba Machteres, that both Shabbos and Baba Machteres, one is chomer suri, the other one is chomer suri, they have a koyach to pater not only from the be'en of the behemoth. They have a koyach to pater not only from chiyuvim. They have a koyach to pater. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what the kamash one is. Some kamash one of that it's not true. Both by Shabbos and by Machteres, there's no. Both by Shabbos and by Machteres, the kimle b'derabimene patters. What's talking the kamash one? The kamash one can't be in the tvicha side, because the tvicha has nothing to do with both Machteres. The kamash one has to be in the gneva side. So maybe that's not true. It was Ganav v'tavach b'machteres, right? What was the case? Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe the kimli d'rabbanei is on the. I'm not sure if it's on the Geneva side or on the Tzvicha side. The Kamash one. This is not true. It's not true because the kimli d'rabbanei of the Geneva was so strong that it patters even from a subsequent chiyuv achrayis. Or the Kamashmon is that the Kimle Drabani of the Tvicha is strong enough that it patters even from things that are not Mikoyach my Maisa, that just happened Me'elov. I don't know. So one way or another, there's a Kamashmon here. There's a Kamashmon. Yeah, very not clear what is the Kamashmon. If this is the Amin, what's the Kamashmon? Does this thing with the previous Taisus also just getting back to that, not to leave that dangling? Taisus said the havamin of misa chomer suri that it's dum yotim lo yosim. Maybe this could fit in. I would have said Shabbos it's dum yotim lo yosim, so it has a stronger kumah d'rabbanei, so it patters not only from whatever it's a patters not only from things that happen al yidei my maisa, but it patters even from chiyuv einsin that are v'shas maisa. Maybe this already could be squeezed into the previous tesis. If Rabbah would have only said by Shabbos. Said, oh, Shabbos, that's like Lo Yoso, that's a very strong Kimli Drabine. It pat is not only from Chiyuvim that happened, Mikoyach is Maisa, but a pat is even from Chiyuvim that are Boim Ma'elim, even from Chiyuv Einsen, that happens B'Shas, you know, Boim has a heart attack at the same moment that he's being Bob Machteris, maybe from that he's also Potter. But I wouldn't know that. I mean, it's Shabbos, not Moment to show. If the Behemah had a heart attack while he was being Mechal Shabbos, so it also Pathos. But I wouldn't know that by Bam Machteres.
But yeah. We wouldn't need Doma to in the Aswan if we're not learning to a case that's like in the Aswan, because here we're learning to a different. Right.
Lo Yosun, it's not like this case. By Lo Yosun, by Lo Yosun itself, it's not like that. It's like not at the end that later on has a Chiyuv Einsin. By Lo Yosun, he's killing the Vlodis right away on the spot. So what does it help that it's Dumya to Lo Yosun? So the previous Taisus doesn't seem to stem with any of these Mahalchim and the Taisus in this Taisus. What was the previous Taisus referring to? Elamai was referring to Rashi's trap. The Taisus rejects Rashi's trap outright.
Just first to that, maybe it's just a setup. First in Tosus, that's what you read as one continuous thing, and Tosus is analyzing the way it should be analyzed until it gets to the. Tosus, first area is the setup of Tosus Kasha, first Kasha, and second Tosus.
Well, the Tosus of the Omar, I hear, is a setup. The Omar Rabbi, I'll leave it there, Ameyak Omar, is a setup to what he asks in Rashi, or what he asks rather on his second shot, that the Hamaskalin is in the Petur Knas. But what do you mean? We're going, I'll leave it there, Ameyak. And Ameyak said it before by Shabbos. Why is the Tosus Mishumah set up?
Because Tosus is assuming that the Pshat is going to be the Petur, that is efficient to the Petur. And assuming that we already have a makor for the joke, because the Yosun is trying to squeeze those together. Now that's going to lead you to a question right away, because you're going to question by Shabbos, Sarah Chasua, which is going to be Tosus and third Tosus to answer the question. But Tosus, with those two anachos, which are fields are black anachos, he starts analyzing it in the.
I mean, it's part of his setup to what he asked in Rashi.
It's part of his setup to what he asked in Rashi. Yeah.
That he's saying the Poshup Shad, everything has to be Dumi to Lo Yosun. So. Mele Shabbos is Chomer Yisroi, it's Doimah to Lo Yosin, is that I understand. Shabbos is, it's Doimah to Lo Yosin. But Bob Machteris is less, how can you say that, but Bob Machteris is less Doimah to Lo Yosin, so how could there be a Tzrichus in that? And that's good for what he's asking in Rashi. Right here. He's just setting up the Kasha in Rashi. You know, what Tzuka is saying is that this Tosus is Mishum Disuri Sa'ilam. He says that Shabbos is Chomer because Shabbos has a Chomer, therefore, Doimah to Lo Yosun. It's just the preface to what he asked in Rashi, the first Kasha that he asked in Rashi. Taimah, the Ikakim Le Rabbin, Eber Tzicha Ksiv, the Be'in Nasra. Like one thing. The male of the Chomer of Shabbos, that it's Disuri Sa'ilam, I understand, because it's Doimah to Lo Yosun. And Bob Machteris is not so Doimah to Lo Yosun. But I asked in Tosus, but how do you turn that around? But Machteres is certainly not doing it to Lo Yosun. So how is Tosus reading the other side of the Shichasa? So Yisuk saying, yeah, in a chinami. That's Taka Tosus Kasha. That's the first Kasha in the next Tosus, and it's all one Hamshich. Yeah, maybe.
If so, then since Rashi hasn't mentioned the last part of being Domet to Imi Yosun, then would the first Kasha Tosus not be such a Kasha?
Yeah, but Tosus held, since Tosus doesn't have, Tosus held that that's a double pulsion, since the model is Lo Yosun. So any Tzrichasa has to be, how much is it like Lo Yosun? You can't have a Tzrichasa that takes you further away from Lo Yosun. You know, the model is Lo Yosun. So every Tzrichasa is, to what extent can we learn this out from Lo Yosun? So that Tosus took for granted.
Yeah.
Okay. But
aren't you helping the cable for sure? If you're helping the cable, I should be able to.
Okay, sorry,
get from me. Tosus's final tarot is how we know that you'd be Potter in the Karen. Because,
maybe said a shot. Right. So the Chayiv somehow, you wouldn't have a Kimli driving it.
Right. And that would mean that Rambam's main point is that you're Chayiv Nalbehe, Chayiv Potter Nalbehe. So certainly, even if you'd be hiring the carrot, you'd be causing the kefil.
Why kefil is a kness?
Kefil is a kness, but it happens to just kenepa. So
yeah, but we're going like a mayor. There's no kin rabbin and kefil at all. You always have to attack the carrot.
Well, the kefil be chal because of a chiv. Once it mentions chal later on, if originally it's not chal.
Yeah, why not? It's still a chiv neva. That's a gneva, the kefil.
Originally, it wasn't a chiv gneva.
No, it's a chiv achrayis that a ganav has. It's still gneiv with the kefil. A ganav is chayiv and achrayis. No, I'm saying it's not. It's chayiv mishas agneva. A ganav has a chiv einsin, but the chiv einsin of a ganav, that's still called keren of a ganav.
Otherwise,
how would you have a case of? Right, this has to see what we'll talk about later. But you know, if you shechted it was worth a zuz, and when you stole it was worth a zuz, and when it broke is worth. When you broke it, it was worth 4 zuz. Right. Whereas you pay a Karen kefil, Karen dalad zuz. Doesn't say the fairies in the mud, the kefil is dalad zuz. We shouldn't even say the Rambam says the kefil, right, the Rambam is not meshubah to all this array that I'm saying. But that's the, I think the passage is the way that if it's a chiyav achrayis, the chiyav achrayis comes out of, what does it say there's a chiyav? Right, Rashi says it's dumi the shayel, kol anoshavai. Saying maybe it's not a gneva to kechiyav at all, it's just a svar, it's like a shayel. So it shouldn't have a dinner with the name of the kechiv. It's the shayim of the kechiv.
If it is a kechiv,
I'm not sure it'll matter, but that also belongs to the area.
If it is a kechiv, it somehow requires a sikh kechiv as my sikh neighbor, then there should be kibbalin.
Then what?
If you're saying this kol hanashalo kechiv is built only on the platform that you first became a ganav.
No, a ganav becomes chayiv, let's say, in a chayis. And now a ganav, a chayiv a chayis, there's no kim rabin in a chayis. He gets a chayiv a chayis, just a sibas a chayiv. Because the chiyav achrayis is just a sibas achiyav. Maybe there's no kimli rabbanei and a sibas achiyav.
Isn't that always how it works?
By zorak chayis, you have a sibas achiyav and there is kimli rabbanei. No, I'm not sure that's the show. That's totally how to learn zorak chayis. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe there's no kimli rabbanei and a sibas achiyav. He became chayav and achrayis. And then later on, it broke... And it should be Kimmel Rabbani. I don't know if that is the Kimmel Rabbani and a Sibis Achiev. We have a rival.
What? Okay. The Mechar is not Chal.
Right,
because
the Maisa, the Kimmel Chal is Kapi Maisa Mechal. Right.
So why would
Kimmel
not be Chal?
It's only
just only moments, so the
Kimmel
should be
Chal.
That's not an
interest
for the
Taino.
Can't be Chal.
Because it's his.
It's Hashtama Sher Gemara. What does it have to do with Kimli Rabbani altogether? What does Mecher have to do with Kimli Rabbani? You have to say, because the mechanism of the Mecher is that when I take the Te'ena, I'm Ischayev to give you the Behema in exchange. And that we attack with Kimli Rabbani. I don't know. What would be doing Kimli Rabbani and Asibas Achiyav?
Isn't this telling those you're showing the man about Mecheres in the Ramban and Balamar?
Yeah, Ramban and Balamar by Bob Mecheres. You stole it by Mecheres. Then it came out of the machteres and you broke it via daim. So machleik is there and bottom the balamor. Yeah, maybe that's the machleik. The ramban says about yichayim because you broke it via daim. No, but that's a different thing. There you broke it via daim, not in the machteres. The ramban says about yichayim because you broke it. It belonged to the balam and you broke it. And the balamor says since you stole it and since you stole it the machteres, it's not mashur about that. It's not means it has with that balamor. The chiyuv egneva pat you from other chiyuv. There it's not even a sibus achiyuv. The chiyuv for breaking it is not because you. The Sivas Achiv of breaking it is that you broke it, not that you stole it. And the Balamar holds not. And maybe that's good for the shot. The Balamar holds even when you break it, somehow the Sivas Achiv is that you stole it. And there's a Kimli Rabbanei and a Sivas Achiv. Yeah, maybe that's included there also. Okay, there's a lot here, but it really belongs to, you know, again, it belongs, there's too many things here. Everything we're talking about belongs to other sugyas. So I think it's just going to have to wait. We're going to have to do the sugya of Sheila. After Pesach, Mitzvah Shem, we'll do the sugya of the Rav Papa, the next sugya here in the Gemara. Take a look at the Sugya Bama Machteres, and then we'll try to revisit this Taisus we had there and see if it'll be any clearer. Okay, we're going to stop here for today. So tomorrow, we still have Shia. Tomorrow, I want to do the Rashba, the Ritva, you know, about Gun of Shabbos with Tovach Bechayl. And that's it. Then we'll have Chazar and I don't know if it's really, it's not really a midterm. It's more of a file, sort of an early file. And then after Pesach, the plan after Pesach, because I want to go vibe at least for a few weeks in Eilun Aris, you know, till the end of the semester. And then we have to decide if we want to go continue Eilun Arif, so maybe we can get to the Mishnah on the government base. That would have Amish Adav Shalom. Or do we want to, by the end of June, get to the Mishnah on the government base? Why? That's certainly reasonable, at least. Hope more. If we go back to, or think about maybe not, maybe after, you know, maybe after the next, after whatever, when the semester ends, maybe to think of it differently and just go straight to the end of June. Yeah. Let me know if you have a strong preference. Let me know.